Welcome to the Mornings with Sue and Andy podcast for Thursday, April 25th. The federal budget impacts all of us in some way, shape, or form. We had the chance to discuss how last week's budget announcement will impact the Calgary business community with Deborah Yedlin, President and CEO of the Calgary Chamber.
Next, spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It might also be a good time to take the same approach with your mental health. We get some self-care tips from Karen Gallagher-Burt, Calgary-based social worker and mental health advocate.
And finally, foodies, this one's for you. We catch up with Linda Garson, editor-in-chief of Culinary Magazine, for a rundown of some exciting new additions to the Calgary restaurant scene.
Federal budget, it impacts all of us in some way, shape, or form, right? The 2024 budget was announced last week. So what impact will it have on Calgary and Calgarians directly? Deborah Yedlin is president and CEO of the Calgary Chamber. And Deb joins us in studio this morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to that, we'll talk about the budget, obviously. But Andy was just talking about Calgary Expo.
Yes.
And that's a big deal when a big event comes to a city like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, from a place for everybody to go. It attracts people from outside the city. And I have to say, I remember the parades in years past being snowed out
or with a
lot of snow. So I'm actually quite happy that today is the weather's going to be great for the weekend. So it means that the turnout will be great. Everybody benefits. Small businesses.
Yeah.
Increased street traffic. You just see
all
there's just a vibrancy when we have these kinds of events.
The parade, by the way, tomorrow morning, right?
Tomorrow morning, Friday morning. And no snow in the forecast.
No snow. Fingers crossed.
So let's break this down from your vantage point. I know that we've had days and days now to have the details of the 2024 federal budget. The impact of said budget on Calgary and your thoughts in general?
Well, broadly speaking, this is a topic of conversation everywhere I've been since the budget was tabled last week. And everybody, the top line conversation and concern is really around the capital gains inclusion rate and what it means. Because this is a city particularly that has, you know, reaped the gains of transactions, capital that's been risked. It's been recycled back into new businesses, into new startups. I mean, when you think about how the energy sector started, you know, you'd have people just risking capital of their own, mortgaging houses, friends and family, and then you'd invest in the company, it would grow, it would be sold, they'd take some of that capital back and start over again. So when you think about a capital gains tax going from 50% to 66%, all of a sudden the incentive to reinvest or to invest is gone. And the conversation was at a dinner last night, is what's the productivity agenda? Where's the economic growth agenda? How does this provide incentives for businesses and individuals to invest?
See, that's a great way to look at it, because for the, you know, the majority of us that don't live in that world, you know, we're thinking, well, like, sure, tax the rich, you know, whether it's the individuals, the business, whatever, because it doesn't affect the majority of sort of the, you know, everyday Joe and Jill, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is an important way to look at it, that we can't just depend on those people to fund the rest of the things that need to happen in this country.
Well, I think the thing to think about from a Calgary perspective as well is when we looked at how the energy sector has grown, and now this model has gone on to the tech world, it's been duplicated. Share stock options have been a big part of the compensation structure, and there are companies in Calgary, big energy companies, that still have a big portion of compensation tied to stock options. So you know, your stock option vests, you choose to exercise, there may be a capital gain. So this affects people across the board. And now when you look at the tech sector trying to do the same thing in terms of implementing that model for compensation to attract and keep people, which we really need to do, it's not helpful. And when you see people like, there's a fellow, Mark Ruffolo, who runs Mavericks private equity in Toronto. He was also with one of the big pension funds. He's come out saying this is the last thing we need. We need to incent investment. We need to figure out how to increase productivity per capita. We saw the numbers yesterday from Stats Canada. It's down 7% per capita GDP. That's the amount of output per person. It keeps declining. We need to see some agenda that increases and unlocks capital for investment. That's an issue.
You mentioned energy. You mentioned tech, Deborah. And by the way, speaking with Deborah Yedlin, President and CEO of the Calgary Chamber. Any other industries besides those two big ones that are impacted in the city more than other industries?
But it's anybody, right? It's any company that looks at that compensation structure in that context. But anybody who's invested, a small business, you know. But in that regard, there have been some things that we should sort of recognize that there's a lifetime capital gains exemption increase. So it's increased to 1.25 million. So if you sell your small business, or if you're in farming or fishing property, it increases from $1 million to $1.25 million. But let's just talk about that in the context of a farm. That's actually not a lot of money. Yeah. So, you know, there's, and that's effective June 25th. And the other piece is that, the government is talking about investing in Canadian startups, $200 million a year over 2 years. We'll see what that looks like. And the new Canada carbon rebate for small businesses. I think that's something that everybody's going to get rebated on the price on pollution that they've been paying from 2019 to 2024. That's an estimated 600,000 businesses, broadly speaking, that who will benefit. So, you know, Calgary small businesses will benefit from those measures, and the government's also boosting its procurement practices, which is another barrier to sort of how do you develop products and who buys them, who's your first customer. If the government's your first customer, it gives you credibility to sell to others and expand your markets. So that's good. But the capital gains is what's getting all the attention.
Curious, so we know that's a budget from the federal Liberals. We've got the Conservatives who are way leading the polls when we look at, you know, what potentially could happen in the next election. Are you hearing what you want to hear from either political party in terms of, you know, what's great for Canada and for business?
We're looking for a productivity and economic growth agenda. We're not seeing it from anybody right now. And it's a conversation that's increasing with greater velocity across the country from the Canadian Chamber, from the Calgary Chamber, from the Business Council of Alberta, you know, Business Council of Canada. So I think this is going to be something that both parties, federally and provincially, are going to have to start paying attention to, because people are starting to get very frustrated. And we see those numbers like we did yesterday from Stats Canada. It's like, okay, you know what? This is actually something we have to do something about this.
Interesting times, and I tell you what, I guess we'll still have to, you know, unpack more things to find out all the nooks and crannies of this document.
They're tomes.
Yeah, the capital gains, like you say, I've heard that in circles as well. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, Deborah.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you. It's Deb Yedlin, President and CEO of Calgary Chamber. Find out more about what they do at calgarychamber.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It might also be a good time to take the same approach with your mental health. Joining us for our mental health moment is our friend Karen Gallagher-Burt. We call her KGB. She is our mental health advocate and social worker. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Okay, let's talk about spring cleaning. Obviously, we all kind of get that. We get in that mode. It's time to get things freshened up and start feeling good and clean and ready for a new season, spring into summer. How do we do that in our heads?
You're awfully enthusiastic this morning.
I've had a lot of caffeine, Karen.
Do you know what? I think it's a perfect time to talk about it, because you may be cleaning and refreshing things in your house, but you also need to do some clearing and cleaning and refreshing in your mind. And for me, this is the time of year when it's an opportunity to sort of look at, what am I carrying through the winter? What are the things that aren't serving me well? What are the things that are, even like, think about thoughts in your head that are you're ruminating on? And I love the word ruminate, because it comes from like cows having multiple stomachs. So when they vomit into one stomach to another, that's called rumination.
Fun.
So anytime I think of vomit in my head, I think this is something to get rid of.
I think everybody agree with that.
So honestly, for me, it's about that time. You're starting to get outside. You're starting to, as I say, putz in your garden. You're doing those kinds of things. What are you doing for your mind? What things are sitting in there that are not serving you?
And what
festering. Honestly, think about the snow mold under the snow, right? There's things that are there that you need to sort of address. So maybe it's that time when you like lists. I'm a list girl. Or it's that time when you say, okay, the wardrobe gets, you know, cleaned out. But in your head, what are your short-term and your long-term goals? What's changing for you this season as we move into a time when we're more active? And I hate talking about exercise, because exercise means you sweat. But movement but movement is what we do, right? Movement is what we need to do, is how are you moving your body, because that helps your mind. So that's kind of where my thoughts are around this.
Karen, I'm wondering if we can draw a parallel. And it's interesting, because I just did the Jiffy segment about an appliance that broke down. I think so often, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, I don't want to put words in your mouth, in the sense that something traumatic happens, a job loss or a death. Maybe that didn't happen in my life, but I've been trudging along for 4 or 5 months. Can we compare it to the appliance that you don't know because it makes an odd sound incrementally and yep. it builds up that we don't know that we should do a kind of a clearing to a certain extent?
100%. And I think it's always a good time to sort of, if you don't want to go to a professional, which you don't have to, I mean, have you got a spiritual person in your life? Have you got a best friend? I mean,
just we've somebody, about a sounding before. Board, right?
A sounding board, but also many of your friends and your people in your life are doing the same thing right now. So it can be helpful. It's kind of like swapping your junk. It can be helpful to sort of say, okay, I can re-gift this with you if you want. But what kind of things can I help you with? And what kind of things could you potentially help me with? So I'm in a place right now where I've got 50 things I want to do and be in my life, and I'm only 60. So I have lots of time, sure. And I need to clean house. I need to organize it, put it in categories and say, what can I realistically do? And what do I need to take off the list? And I'm pulling in a Warren Buffett there, which is you don't put the other 45 things on a different list. You say, we're done with those.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of that list.
We're done with that list. So what are the 5 things I need to focus on for the next while? And you spring clean what's happening in your mind.
You know, we also talked early this morning, Andy and I, about, a poll about the friendliest city and, you know, about some people saying, oh, I hate this country and I want to leave Canada. And I think sometimes, you know, we can get into that mindset of negativity, right? Because there's lots we can be negative about.
For sure.
But you have to push that out of the way sometimes because there's a lot more to be positive about.
And that ties fully to all of the theory around gratitude, right? Practicing gratitude, getting up and either writing in a gratitude journal in the morning or in the evening or doing it on social media. Change your social media and start your day with something positive on social media.
Delete Twitter for the start.
Yes, I have no X anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy with that one. I don't miss it at all.
Because it can suck you into that negativity.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And you get a rise in emotion when you read certain things. You know, if I follow politics and something comes from an opposition from what I think, you know, you can feel that physical and mental tightening. And I just don't have space in my life for that anymore. Yeah. So X was the one that did it for me. It's just like, no, I'm out.
Wow. It sounds great on paper, Karen, but the confines and the reality of a lot of us is, you know, we're busy taking care of, if you have a family particularly, our family, we're busy taking care of the house. You probably have a job. And you think, I simply just don't have the time, Karen. I'm wall-to-wall scheduled. What do you say to somebody in that situation?
It's like house cleaning. You do one thing at a time. You make sense of it. You pick one room and you start there. And you just say, this is the one that I'm going to look at now. It doesn't have to be daunting and it doesn't have to be overarching, time consuming. It can be piece by piece and just setting things aside. Even one thing off that big adult list. I always think that we have the things that we do in our regular life, then we have some other things that we might do occasionally, but then there's that list of adult behavior things that we're supposed to do, like taxes, that we all avoid, but they're high stressors. Pick one on that list of big things. Do your will. You know, those are kinds of things that settle your stress and your mind, and you just got to get through one of them.
I think that's so key. We have so much going on in our heads, and it becomes overwhelming. It becomes undoable when you look at the whole list.
Yeah.
So just the list aside, make your new list, one, put it aside, but pick that one thing and tackle it a little bit at a time or all at once, however it takes you to get through it, right?
100%.
And enlist a friend. I didn't want to do my taxes. I hate it. I enlisted a friend, got through it. It's off my list. It was the biggest relief. So it really can, you know, 100%. Be huge.
Ours was the will, like getting our will done. Mm-hmm. You know, our kids are in their 30s, and it was like, gosh, if we don't get this done, they're going to inherit a mess, never mind any money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do that to them.
Yeah, interesting. You do what you can. Some great points.
Because that's all part of our mental health, right?
Here. Well, and I do like the fact that that 50-item list does not have to be tackled today, but one would be a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. We enjoy our every couple of weeks visit with you, Karen Gallagher-Burt, for our mental health moment.
Why, thank you.
Karen Gallagher-Burt, mental health advocate and social worker. Foodies, this one's for you. The latest issue of Culinaire Magazine now available, and happy to have Linda Garson, editor-in-chief of Culinaire Magazine, with us live in studio once again. Welcome back to the show, Linda.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
And you're here today to help all Calgary foodies out with some new offerings on the restaurant scene. You've got a few choices for us that have caught your eye and maybe your palate. But it just,
you're hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Always. And we get hungrier when you're in to visit us.
Maybe we're too close to it. but we have such a vibrant food scene. It seems to me like there's a new restaurant opening every couple weeks in the city, Linda.
Maybe even more than that, yes.
Really?
And there's a lot more to come in the next few weeks. I know of quite a few.
Wow. Okay, well, break it down for us. Give us some new treats that maybe, you know, inspires us to go out for dinner, lunch, have a snack, whatever it might be.
Okay.
All of the above.
Yes, at once.
There's three I'm thinking about in particular, and one is treats, one is breakfast, lunch, and one is probably dinner.
Yeah, I'll go with
treats. I'm all for treats, Linda.
Treats. Well, how about Bisquette?
Mm.
This is a new store just off 17th Avenue, up 6th Street, heading north there. And it's Deirdre Lotecki, who has sweet relief pastries. And she has just opened a cookie shop.
And strictly cookies.
Strictly cookies.
Cookies are hot right
they
now.
Really
they
are.
Love the cookies.
And they're delicious
cookies.
When they're hot.
There are 12 cookies, and some of them change seasonally. They're substantial cookies.
Oh, are they?
These you could even share. Well, maybe not.
No.
No,
maybe
I'm not sharing
one.
Not.
But they are substantial. And the sweet relief pastries is really the cake side of it, and now this is the cookie side.
Okay.
And they're phenomenal, I have to say.
Wow.
Huge. Chocolate salted caramel, you had me at that.
Yeah, and the lemon poppy seed, I have to say. And
yum.
Red velvet is one of the favourites, which surprised me. Hmm. But I think it's that icing on the top. You know, when you get that cream cheese frosting and stuff, people love that.
Can you buy the dough? Do you just buy the cookie cooked?
You buy the cookie cooked, although she does work with businesses where if you had a particular cookie recipe and they would send you the dough portioned out into balls and you pop it in your oven here and have fresh cookies every morning.
Brilliant.
Oh, and you look like a hero.
Oh, yes, to
absolutely.
Your recipe as well.
Chubby hero, but a hero.
Yeah.
Bisquettes is how it's spelled, so
Bisquettes.
I love that.
Bisquette.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Great one.
Now, lovely store.
Next up, what's in a name? And I love this name because it just conjured, I got an image in my head. Sweatered Hen.
Sweated Hen. It is a breed of hen. I did have to ask.
What?
Oh. I pictured
because they look
cardigan
like
wearing
sweaters.
Me too.
Wow, okay.
They look
sweatered
like
wearing
hen. Little sweaters.
What is Sweatered Hen?
Yes. And this is the sister to Little Black Rooster, of course. And that's Andrea Harling. This is now in the old Wieberger space on 17th Avenue. A lot happening on 17th Avenue,
yes.
Isn't
there? Yeah, really.
And now it's changed. And now she's opened what she's always wanted to open, which is her breakfast and lunch place. And this is a journey of nostalgia and comfort for Andrea. Certainly, everything there means something to her. It's one of those envelops you with love.
Nice.
It really does.
Barbecue brisket bowl with burnt ends, Andy.
How about
a roasted tomato and cheddar soup?
Well, Linda said breakfast and lunch. I'm wondering if you can order the whole menu of breakfast, because that's what I'd be having for breakfast. Oh, fantastic.
Yes, you can.
Wow. Okay, yeah. And you can get, so I'm just reading, I'm looking online a little bit about it. You can get, you know, pickles and spice mixes and barbecue sauces, so lots of different product that you can buy there as well as eating, right?
Yes, absolutely. Andrea's all about no waste.
Okay.
So she uses everything, and if it's not, you're not eating it in the restaurant, it's in a jar for you to buy and take home.
Brilliant.
She pickles everything, cans it. She's amazing like that. There's a big selection.
Sweatered Hen.
Sweatered Hen.
Love it. 17th
it's so
Avenue.
Lovely.
In our final selection, because we could talk food all day.
Yeah.
In fact, we usually talk as much as we can about food.
Yeah.
But we got a pro here, and Linda Garson, of course, from Culinaire Magazine. Calgary success story, Charcut, at it again. Tell us about their latest offering.
14 years after the first one. Who'd have thought that?
Wow. That's amazing. Success story for sure, right?
Very much a success story. And the first one's been refurbished, by the way, down there, just off 9th
Avenue.
Right
by the Calgary Tower, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here they've opened in the University District next door to the Alt Hotel. And it's very different. It's beautiful. Amazingly, because where they're known for their charcuterie, I mean, now they're doing whole pig mortadella, and they went through four whole pigs in the first 11 days of opening, which is incredible, but it's really good.
A lot
good.
Of bacon.
But almost half the menu, or maybe more than half the menu, is now plant-based and vegetable. And yeah, and that if you look at the menu on it, it says butcher's daughter. That's Connie's daughter who's vegetarian.
Oh.
And so an ode to a lot of plant lovers. And
wow.
Amazing. If somebody said to you, like, would you like zucchini salad? You sort of go, maybe. It wouldn't get excited, would you? It is the best thing. It's phenomenal. The way they balance the flavours of the acid and the salt and the spice and the crunchiness with the textures.
Oh.
I just... superb.
Wow.
Absolutely superb. And of course, the salumi, they have a salumi cart. They think they're
a cheese cart.
They
cart. Go aisle
to aisle
through
the
restaurant.
You, and then they carve off the sausages and salumi and some cheese as well.
So they're doing a neat take on things, just to get it kind of involve people that are the patrons that are there.
Very much.
If there's a butcher window, what does that mean, Linda?
So you can see when you're in there, you see all their sausages and everything hanging up. They've got a whole butcher's shop there at the back for them, you know, to make for the rest. Restaurant. It's really quite amazing. There's nothing like that in the city.
University District is a really cool place with lots of great happenings, restaurants, etc., right?
Isn't it just so much coming up there as well?
Yeah, you talked about 17th Avenue, which is happening, but University District sure is too.
It is.
Oh, that's the next big thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some great offerings for us, and, you know, we love to support local in the newest and latest Biscuits Bakery. Sweatered Hen, I love that name, and Sharkcut's second location, the Butcher's Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, and you know, we'll have to get together and share some of these meals.
These are such great places. You just want to shout them out.
Yeah, yes. I don't.
And we're all starving now.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Linda Garson joins us regularly on the program, editor-in-chief, Culinaire Magazine. You can find out more about what she does at culinaremagazine.ca.